this is no bullshit, okay? There is a restaurant in Venice that is gone now. That used
I'm sure
to be,
you did cocaine in Venice, Jason.
Oh, dude, the very first time I ever tried cocaine was on... Oh, good lord.
You know, I have the best big cats. I have the most brilliant big cats. They're the best big cats available. They're the greatest big cats anyone's ever seen, okay? Nothing creepy, but here's one of them right now. I call this one Ivanka Jr., and I've been inside her.
I hope my neighbor enjoyed my dick. I just went to the garage door crack. The crack of the TKS studio.
You just peed outside?
Dude, Liftmaster and Tiki Hut. Yeah, both in garageolas, bro.
Oh my God, I can't remember how to make it. Great. So, like, you're the...
I got my flip-flops on like a moron because I thought I was going to go pee in the yard, but I just stood on the corner with the garage door open a crack and peed in the yard. But didn't leave the Tiki Hut studios.
I can't fucking...
I got body touchers ready to go. I'll get right up on the mic for it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Chris, I can't remember how to fucking do what I did the other night.
What do you need to do?
I want to make it so, well, fuck it.
Why can't you just do everything in post and you and I just talk? Because we don't have somebody that we're trying to show the shiny tinfoil to. Does that make sense?
I like tinfoil. Tinfoil is good, except for it hurts my teeth when I chew it.
But the one video you're going to play, guaranteed, you haven't edited yet. It's a three-camera shoot. And you can send it to me and I can edit it.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you dropping off the light.
So there's that as a video. And then there's
shirt.
And then there's body touchers, which should have like lake stuff or who knows who cares. So don't worry about it. You just need to talk and record.
Okay. Well, let me see. Are we recording? At least, I guess the minimum... The minimum we get an audio show.
Best lit audio show.
Exactly. The best shot and lit audio show.
But you're recording the video.
We both have fantastic light. I mean, look at it.
Thanks to Jason. Thanks to Jason, we both have fantastic. We are fantastically lit.
Cheers, pal. Here's to you.
Here's to me. I'll drink to that.
Here's to everybody that's locked at home with loved ones.
So my wife's friend's sister was murdered by her husband, but they never found the body, so they never convicted
him. Hold on. I was sipping a drink. Can we go back to the beginning of that? Can you say that again?
My wife's friend's sister was murdered by her husband, but he was never convicted of the crime because they never found the body.
Ooh, it must have been like Texas or some shit.
No, it was the Hollywood Hills. They were off in a hike. In the on the other side of the Hollywood Hills, on the valley side. And the theory is that he pushed her over the edge and the coyotes ate her body and they never found her bones. That's the theory. And it was on like Nancy Grace, like, and he like showed up at the candlelight vigil for her. And when she disappeared, he disappeared, came back after being in Mexico with a completely different haircut. I mean, it's real, real spooky and weird. But my point of bringing this up is after being locked in the house with my wife for two months, I get it.
Oh, murdering your spouse is, or the idea that like they're the prime suspect of someone's murder is like the spouse is no fucking mystery.
It's a like, no-brainer. Case closed. Like, which brings me to Body Touchers, the only Lake procedural murder mystery comedy. That's not a comedy. Excuse me, drama.
You know what sucks? Because you know
cop show that it's on WLAKEN talk radio. WLAKEN Lake Radio, talking about walking around a lake, and we've got Body Touchers, a brand new episode tonight. As a matter of fact, the pilot episode. Are you ready to go, Jason? Are you ready to jump right into the lake?
So what we'll do is we'll just do it, right? And then I'm doing it cold, by the way. I did not do any fucking prep. I just printed it out.
I just wrote it. The last time I read it was while I was writing it.
Yeah, but it came out of your heart. So it's going to be it's organic for you, man.
It's our conjoined heart, Jason, at this point.
Conjoined.
When I saw you earlier today, and we have video of it, I told you, which we don't have video of, I know you shouldn't hit your wife, but if I could just get two shots and just bruise her ribs.
You know what, man? Like, you just got to get a good VR boxing game.
I know. I want to see my wife trip. If she was down, though, I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to stop kicking her.
Yeah. See, so physical release isn't going to give you what you need. You
I've
have
been doing
a mind.
Lots of physical release all over my hand and down my leg.
I don't, you know what? I don't let it get on my hand. You know why?
Why?
When I was a freshman at University of Cincinnati, a story went around.
100 years ago today.
Back in my day, when I took the horse and buggy down to University of
Cincinnati Bible College. Blah, blah, blah. My name is J.D. and I'm an ordained minister.
Actually,
did you graduate? Did you get your?
I never finished college.
Bible school, seminary, whatever. So
no.
So you got your ministership from online? Like you didn't get it from University of Cincinnati Bible College? Did
you? I'm a member of the Intercommunity Church of Light.
That's Woo-hoo! That's some online bullshit. Woohoo! Woohoo! That's online, isn't it? Like,
can we get him
just by like?
Should we get him
enter?
Can we get him to just drop in right now and do an Alex Jones for us? I fucking love his Alex Jones.
Like, we didn't really touch on it. I just want orange chicken. Yeah, his Alex Jones is great.
Oh, it makes me smile every time I just see it. Just is like that intense.
Well, you're
look.
you're living in the past, JD. He's not on the show tonight, okay?
We can get Alex.
Just
I just want.
When was the last time it was just the two of us, for Christ's sake? I guess, I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Two episodes ago.
Three episodes ago.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to go down to Lake Minibunkwunk?
You want to do it? Are you going to do voiceover? Because I was thinking about actually just getting, and actually what I was thinking now that I'm saying it out loud, is I was thinking about getting actual, like, just some, like, footage, like, stock footage or something that, like, has crickets chirping. Right. You know, just to kind of give this opening
lake
scene.
Lake noises.
Yeah, just, like, actually start
Do
open.
Do you have a lake lap sound effect, like the lapping of the lake?
The internet, bro. Shore. I can find any sound you want. Except for the sound of fucking clean audio without digital chirps, which is what's coming through hardcore
still.
Like it's every once in a while it goes like right there. Did you hear that one?
No, I don't hear
fuck this end. Shit, it's double, it's doubling.
You think
back.
The listener hears it?
Yeah, because that's what the recording is. It's fucking bullshit.
You want to stop and play and listen?
No, I know it's there because every time I heard it in the live show with Jeff, I heard it in the recording later.
I don't hear it on my end.
Yeah, because I'm the fucking.
I believe you, bro.
No, because I'm the host and I've got the source audio, so it's bullshit.
It's a real sore spot.
I'm getting really angry because my internet speed's really high. Right now, I'm clocking 200.
So are you, dude?
Not yet, but I'm clocking 270 megabits right now. What's your speed? Go to speedtest.net. See what you're popping.
Great, Scott. I don't know.
Oh, you're clean now, buddy. You know what it is? This is no bullshit.
Me?
It could be your end. Like, double check again. Do you?
I didn't do anything. I just went, great Scott, Marty. By the way, three episodes ago, I said Back to the Future wasn't a quotable movie. And then I watched all three of them and God, JD, I was wrong, GD. JD, I was GD wrong. Back to the Future 1 is very quotable. Back to the Future 2, overrated. And Back to the Future 3 is very good.
3 is good?
3 is good.
The Old West?
That's my hot take. 2 is not good.
When they go, yeah. Not
good.
The whole Marty becoming a schlep.
And they just dump Elizabeth Shue in an alley. Like, why not leave her in the car? I know why for the plot device, but like, why? Why wasn't she just with them? Dude. Ah, I know they needed to get her home, but like, Marty, let's just leave her in an alley.
You don't leave
Elizabeth. Hell, let's rape her while she's unconscious first, Marty. I mean, Doc, why would we rape her? She's willing to fuck me. But is she willing to fuck both
actually,
of us,
Todd? Actually, Chris, like what you do is you take that scene in Back to the Future, and I could do that maybe, right? Cut that scene where they drop her off, and then cut to the scene in the leaving.
In the background, it's all CDs, DVDs, laser disc. It's all like compact discs in the garbage, which is kind of accurate. In 2015, we'd thrown out all our discs.
But then you just cut to the scene in Leaving Las Vegas, where she's in the shower just crying and bleeding out. Like,
you know, Elizabeth Shue went to high school with my cousin, Mary Beth.
Oh, yeah.
Her brother, Andrew Shue, played soccer with my cousin Michael. My uncle Joey was her chemistry teacher. The Shues are from Maplewood, New Jersey, went to Columbia High School, just like my nieces and my father and my grandfather and my uncle taught there, and my cousins. So the Shues have a place here at the Wild.
Yeah. You know, ironically, they've always had a place in the Wild Hour. It's Chris. How do I make you...
I took my cans off. I'm sure it was the most poignant you ever were.
What? No, I don't do that. I don't do good work when you're gone.
Or when I'm here. So is there blips and gloops, or can we do body touchers? Do I need to run audio on my end?
No. Well, you know what? You maybe just no. Fuck that.
Okay, because I would open GarageBand and record audio on my end.
I think we're doing good now. Something happened. You know, I have a theory that the internet providers can tell when you're testing the speed of your connection, because there is a lot of times that I've gone on and it's like shitty and choppy. And then I go out to speedtest.net, and then as I'm testing it, everything starts to get better, like right then. They're fucking you.
Hell?
They're fucking Cox fucks you.
When Cox fucks you, it's a whole new frontier. You are technically on the spectrum, AT&T. No way to get AT&T in there.
Dude, that's great. Just that little bit right there. That's standalone. With just their logos, when Cox fucks you, technically you're on the spectrum. AT&T.
And don't forget, it's a whole new frontier or some bullshit.
And don't forget that HBO Max is coming out next week.
Ooh, is it next week?
I think it's, at the end of this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
late
I know.
May?
Yeah, it's weird.
They gotta play Young Sheldon, bro. They have Big Bang. They gotta get Young Sheldon. I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
It's the number one comedy on whatever broadcast television. It's the number one comedy on broadcast television.
I'm not sure, but I think it's like Warner. It's like all the AT&T properties, which is like Warner and ABC.
Right. HBO. Not ABC. ABC's Disney.
Don't they have one of the networks? Like,
yeah. It's not NBC because that's Universal.
It's not CBS, is it?
It's not CBS because it's... Oh, it says... Oh, maybe it is CBS.
CBS does seem to have a
CW.
Lot. Yeah. CW has all those
CW is Warner Brothers.
Hey, did you watch Smallville? Were you that much of a Superman fan?
I had a beef against their Lex Luthor, so I never watched it. I mean, I watched a little bit of it. I had one of the characters on my show. I can't remember who.
The Lex guy? The bald one?
Lex and I had a beef, which he had no idea about. So I never watched anything with him. Zoe Duncan, Jack and Jane, Smallville. I don't know. Anyway, his name is No One Cares, and I don't watch anything that he's in. Michael Richardson?
Michael.
Something.
No, Michael Richardson.
Not Jeff Richards.
Not Michael Richardson either.
Who's the guy from NXS who hung himself? Michael Hutchins. That's him. I don't remember his name. Michael Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum. Who did he play?
Lex Luthor. He was Lex.
Did I just do that? Did I just really do that? Who'd he play?
Yeah, because you're high and you're stupid, Jason. But that's like part of your charm.
Are they synonymous? Are they concurrent sentences? Are they?
Are they similes? Are they
personification? Are they consecutive? Is stupid and high a consecutive? Are you or ready? A concurrent?
Are you ready for WLA? Are you ready for WLAKEN presents? I don't have my pee popper in, so I got to be careful this close to the mic.
I got the foamy.
I don't have a foamy. Oh, I can get a foamy. You're right. I'll get
yeah. Foamy. I got a foamy. These foamies.
The foamy with the do it, bells, do it, do it. Probably. That's amazing. All right, I got a foamy in. So I
why was that
it.
So entertaining?
Because we are very slow and we're AV nerds.
Oh, my God.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
WLAKEN presents the new drama procedural crime murder show. Is it a mystery? That's the real mystery, because it's Body Touchers on WLAKEN Talk Radio.
All the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good.
Exterior, Lake Minnebunkwunk. A body washes up on shore. Two grizzled homicide detectives, Brannigan and Spitz, approach. They wear trench coats and lake boots. And a badge. Two badges. One badge each. You get it. God damn it, Spitz! Another dead body on this cursed lake?
Brannigan, you may be a wild card, but you're the best damn homicide cop this Sleepy Lake has ever seen.
Spitz, you better not be blowing smoke up my chimney and calling it Christmas Eve for dinner.
For fuck's sake, Brannigan! We have a fucking murder to solve here.
Get Grace on the horn and tell her we need the dive team down here yesterday, as in stats, Spitz.
Copy that, Brannigan. I'm on it like melted cheese on a Taco Bell cheesy chalupa.
This ain't no fucking takeout window, Spitz. I got no Choco Taco, hermano. But what I do have is a fucking washed up body on this bloody body of water we call Lake Minnebunkwunk.
I'd say it's impossible to solve this case because the lake washes away all the evidence, but for the love of rainbows and lightning, Brannigan, you always get your man.
Almost always, Spitz. Almost always.
Brannigan, you gotta let that cold case go. It's unsolvable. You gotta drop that hot potato, Brannigan. Drop it like I dropped that ballet class after I realized the only split I could do was out the door. And I did split that fateful day. I exited my dream of being a top ballet dancer. Like that human wingless angel, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
The day I give up that cold case is the day you find my cold dead carcass washed up on the shore of this blasted body of water we call home, Lake Minnebunkwunk. I've solved 99 out of 100 cases. It haunts me like you're haunted by that Russian doll, the majestic Mikhail Baryshnikov. Did you ever see him in the movie White Nights?
Every time I close my eyes. But you're wrong, Brannigan. Dead wrong.
About fucking what, Spitz? What the furious fuck am I wrong about, partner?
You said you've solved 99 out of 100 cases, but you haven't solved this one, Brannigan. Not this one. This washed up lifeless soul here on the lake shore. The laughing shore of Minnebunkwunk.
God damn it, you're right, Spitz. You're goddamn motherfucking right, Spitz.
But if anybody can solve this case, it's you, Brannigan. The cut of your jib may not gel with the chief, but by gum, it jives with me, Brannigan.
Jesus Christ, keep it in your pants, Spitz. I'll solve this motherfucking case, or my name isn't fucking Brant Brannigan. Lake Minnebunkwunk PD, homicide, Detective Brannigan. And he's on the case like icing on a fucking cake. That is 101 candles on it. Two that still burn bright as a lighthouse, which has no place on a lake, sadly.
We do have a lighthouse pizza on the corner of Minashitanka, Minashquantanka, and Chipakwati.
For fuck's sake, Spitz, if you're fucking hungry, DoorDash delivers with a fee and a delivery fee on top of the aforementioned fee. But for fuck's sake, we got a fucking murder to solve, Spitz!
You want me to tag it and bag it, Brannigan?
You're talking about the body, right? The dead body, not the body of water. And you're not talking about to-go food, right, Spitz?
Right, Brannigan.
Good, partner. You're right where I need you to be. Now, get Grace on the horn and get me that fucking dive team and a floodlight bigger than your Aunt Fanny's Easter hat on Easter Sunday when Easter falls right in the sweet spot of Passover so that both Jews and Christians are super fired up about it.
I'm on it, Brannigan.
Oh. On it like what, Spitz? On it like what, damn it?
On it like... on it like you're on the fucking case, Brannigan.
Well, I was honestly hoping for another food metaphor, or maybe bringing up another holiday, as I've already mentioned Christmas and Easter at this point.
I'll do both. A food holiday. I'm on it like a tummy ache on a fat kid on the day after Halloween.
Jesus Christ, Spitz, what the fuck would I do without you, partner?
You'll never know, Brannigan, because I'm not going anywhere.
That was really long. We were way off on 5 minutes. It's not a minute a page at all.
I felt like my voice changed 7 times.
Why are you committed to that voice right out of the gate, out of the JD gate, the Jate?
It just felt like the right
Jason's
move.
Gate. That's
Jason's
the,
Gate.
Jason's
we don't
gate
have
the next
sneakers.
WLAKEN show is Jason's Gate.
We wear Birkenstock. In Jason's Gate.
Tonight on Jason's Gate, about Jason, who's an angel. WLAKEN's Angel Show. I'm an angel who only can visit lakes.
I wonder if that was funny. I laughed.
Of course, it's a real dick question, JD.
I mean, you never know. We think what we think is funny.
I know constantly. I've never not known. I could put my dark glasses on again because I'm not reading from a goddamn script.
I spent so much time preparing for that other app. I had cues. Like, I could play, like, I could push a button, it would drop a video in. And I'd push another button, it would drop a song or drop a sound cue. It's all gone because the internet and everything was wrong.
Yeah, dude. Skype was hot dog shit.
It hurt. I'm not going to lie. I was really pumped. Really pumped to use that app.
All right. So does that mean the preparation that you did on Skype for this episode, you're going to do on Zoom for the next episode, or are we just going to fix Skype?
Well, what I'm saying is that I just really spent a lot of time setting up in another. Yes, of course, I'll make it be better.
You were able to have video when Jeff Richards was our guest just last week.
I can do that. You want me to pull a video in?
No.
Hey, how about that guy?
No, I don't. I want you to play the video of when we met earlier today.
Well, that's not cut up yet.
No, I know that, but it'll go in at some point.
You want me to put it right here?
Time is a flat circle.
It could be right here.
Who's going to edit it, me or you? I don't care. There's no.
Oh, I want it. Well, I'm here.
Okay, because you have you have all three of the angles. I only have one angle.
You know, I could send you the angles, and then we could have like a...
An edit off.
Who's got the better edit?
What if Boris's last name was Editov?
Yeah,
Boris
okay.
Boris Editov.
So if you drop in voices, right?
Boris Bogdanovich.
Yes. Your voice Spitz was great. I never saw Spitz being that way. Spitz to me was like Spitz Spitzowitz from Chicago. He's like Dennis Franz in NYPD Blue, but what was your choice?
Yeah, but when he was a kid, his sister tricked him into drinking some fucking aftershave and it fucked him up for life.
All right, so earlier on the show, I mentioned about the shoes and Maplewood and my cousin Michael and my uncle Joey and all these people that all went to Columbia High School, including Jar Jar Binks, who's a friend of mine.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So Roy Scheider went to the same high school. My uncle Joey always reminded me of prime Roy Scheider mixed with the dash of 80s Michael Douglas.
I love that dude, man.
He's the best.
You can do it.
That's Rob. God damn it. That's Rob Schneider, you simple.
It's phonetically shark very similar.
Mulch, you simple shark mulch. Rob Schneider is not as endearing and wonderful as Roy Scheider.
Oh, you just lagged out.
And other things.
Oh, you're lagging, man. It's you.
All right, so.
I'm gonna retest the speed. I do? Nothing, man.
What
you just
can
gotta,
I do?
Bitch, it's your cable company.
I gotta
company.
Tell my Andrew Shue cousin Michael story.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna test it. Oh, yeah, I'm clocking high gear, bro.
I'm sure it's me.
It's both of us, though, because everybody.
No, I'm sure it's me, because if I moved it, my port is not in the garage.
Look, man, your area is filled with 40-year-old women that want to make a baby. And they're all on Zoom right now drinking cocktails and talking to each other, making it hard for us to make a show. That's a fact. The whole network is filled with these
women. So we should have done it at 10 p.m.
We should have, because everybody's passed out.
Yeah, man. In East Coast, everyone's, it's 1 a.m.
You don't want to do like this kind of show in prime time.
I'll do this at 10 p.m. with you, bro.
I think we got
to be continued.
I think we're doing pretty good, actually.
All right. If you, I don't want to hear glick, glack, Luke. Like, you have to cut all the glick, glack, Luke. Like, you need to listen to this shit, and there can't be anything that hurts the listener's ears.
Oh, you want, oh, man, this guy with his notes, huh? You're awesome.
Notes Johnson? Talk about Notes Johnson? All right, holy fine. Shit. Just leave all the glip, clap, gloop. Leave the glip, clap, gloop.
What I really want you to do is make sure that this next video is really visually strong. Like, you fucking dick.
We still haven't seen the video of our meeting, bro.
I mean, I'm talking about earlier when you were telling me about the second episode of the Jeff Richards episode coming out this weekend. And you're like, he was amazing. He's fucking hilarious, dude. He's very, very funny. You got to make that go up a little bit. You need it. There you go.
I know. I can see with the same eyes, arguably better eyes.
Oh, yeah. I forget.
2020, man. It's not just a news magazine, bro.
It's a cacophony of shit.
I can't see in the morning, though, until I drink coffee. I'm blind in the morning until I drink coffee, and then I can see perfectly. It's weird.
You'd be so proud of me.
Why? You did cocaine again?
No.
You know, smoked one of your wife's menthol cigarettes?
You know somebody? No, I...
You know somebody? Hey, seriously. I do know somebody.
I don't know nobody.
I know somebody's. Oh, dude, I can get you coke. What do you need, blow? I can get you blow. What do you need?
No, I don't like it.
What do you need, some of the booger sugar?
No, no.
What do you need, some white lightning?
No. You know what, man? All because
cocaine nicknames go. Yeah, yo. Coca. Powder. Booger sugar. Cocaine.
I get lightheaded doing that. Oof.
When I first moved to LA in 98, I went to an all-night Coke bar where you're just doing Coke on mirrored mini circled coffee tables in downtown.
How'd they get a license for that?
I don't think it was legal, honestly.
No, it's not.
Not at the time.
You know what though? Hey, this is no bullshit. Okay. There is a restaurant in Venice that is gone now.
You did cocaine in Venice, Jason.
Oh, dude, the very first time I ever tried cocaine was on... Oh, good Lord.
That is amazing.
Hold on,
big folks. Thank God it's a video show.
Get out of here, boy.
Hey, everybody. Who won? JD, James, Jason, the viewer, the listener, me, Jason's wife, Jason's ex-wife, me again. Everyone won with the timing. The timing of that one. And we're still rolling. And my pockets are still swollen. And none of these beats or rhymes are stolen. Stolen is when you're walking about town wearing a new stole. That's right. And hopefully it looks like the animal just recently died. That kind of stole. Imagine a bear stole, like a physical, actual like bear stole. But catch, the bear's still alive.
That was speaking so of, wrong.
Bear with me. The timing was amazing, JD.
Okay, I'm back.
When you, that was amazing, bro. When you, that was amazing. That's so good. That was so real and good. That was great. That was
if
the greatest moment.
Pop and go back on at 10.
We're gonna pop off and pop back on at 10. Up in the high range. That was the best moment in podcast history, JD. Well, I was doing the first time I did cocaine in Venice. And I'm like, why is the, how does he getting the door to open while he turns, it on for the cocaine in Venice tale? How is the door just like automatically opening? Oh, there's his child, his young 3-year-old sponge okay. child.
I said, honey, I'm going to the back. And I'm going to do a show with Chris. James is in his underwear. You know that, right? He's not wearing a diaper.
Well,
he's,
play it back. We can see for ourselves.
We're phasing him back. He's doing good. He's back doing.
Doesn't sound like what you texted me. It doesn't sound like he's doing good at all. Sounds like he laid on his belly playing video games.
That's actually very common for a little boy to do. Like,
they're just in the zone.
He didn't want to stop playing the game. And we talked about that and he understood, like, yeah, sure. I was like, buddy, you gotta, but no, he's been peeing in the toilet again.
And same with you and the wife too, right? All three of you.
Peeing.
Just in Abigail's the only one who isn't peeing in the toilet.
Yes, pretty much. But you know, like, he was really good. And then this pandemic happened and he regressed a lot. His sleep, his bathroom habits, like he's pretty happy still, but he's totally struggling with like the developmental shit that he
had. Yeah. Great talk. So that was the greatest moment in podcast history. Was the greatest moment in podcast history. Like, and we got it on video.
Yeah.
We got it on audio.
Yeah.
We have our bases covered on that one.
Yeah. That's
like that. That should
it's still
should
recording.
Be,
it's still recording.
There should
it's
be
still.
A tease at the beginning. That should be the beginning of the show, just a tease, and then go into the show, by the way.
On today's
Coach Johnson.
Okay, hold on. We got a disclaimer
Coach
this.
Johnson.
Okay, ready? You said it, so I didn't steal it, Matt Devlin. There's an idea Matt Devlin wanted to do that in the show before, right?
He was on the show.
Yeah, I know, but like years ago we
we'll
were talking
be back.
About... Before we did the Wild Hour, there was a discussion about a show called The Devlin Hour for years.
How many episodes did you do?
We recorded one session.
All right. So this is number 29 of our show, The Wild Hour.
And that session never went to air or to the web.
So zero.
And let me tell you, the recording was myself.
You did more episodes of Wild Hour with Devlin than you did of The Devlin Hour or whatever you called it.
Yeah. What was it exactly. called? The Devlin Hour.
Bro, The Wild Hour is the best title, dude.
The Wild Hour is like the best.
I know.
Yeah.
Like the Prano Hour, the Devlin Hour, the Ift Hour, the Jeffries Hour, the Chris Rock Hour. Like there's no better hour than the Wild Hour.
Yeah. And we've got the general copy too.
General Hour, not as strong.
Yeah. No.
You can't show with Chuck General. It's not as good.
But he gave his life. He gave his life.
I won't let you speak. I won't let you speak. Wait, did you say Chuck? First name is gave his life for this country.
General Hour.
Chuck General. So Chuck General gave his life for this country. Otherwise, he'd be listening to the General Hour. But he died. Chuck General died for this country. And here is the Wild Hour starring Chris Wilde and Jason Hour. What a wonderful show. This is the greatest moment in podcast history, JD. I almost got you a gig today. I think I'm going to get you paid, bro.
No shit.
I'm going to make you more money than Marty McGale. That's my goal.
Well, I'm going to try to make this show actually do something.
It'll do
something. You know
what
I mean?
It's doing something. It's definitely something. It's not nothing. It's not nothing.
Inert. It's not.
It's something.
Hey, what was the other thing that we wanted to talk about?
Uncle Bunky. Uncle Bunky's obituary. Right?
Yes. Hold on.
Uncle Bunky, bro. Can you bring that to the screen?
I will. I am going to work that out right now. You have it too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it to my personal screen.
This guy is amazing. And
Uncle Bunky. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Uncle Bunky. We lost him too soon, JD, but he left an impact. He certainly left his mark. He farted and the world smelled it. Uncle Bunky. He sang a song that the world sang along to.
Wait a second. Where's the video, man?
So this is Kevin. Just press play. Is this Kevin?
This is
the Kevin of Karen's.
Wait, can you see the video?
Yeah, no, we haven't pressed play on my end. Do I press play?
No, is the video up though? The frame?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I can't tell. Like, there's no monitor showing me what's
regard,
up.
Bro, I see fucking.
Okay, ready here.
Costco employee revokes customer's card after he refuses to obey mask policy. I see it. Oh, so that's the employee with the mask on. Okay, go on. Dude, you're in a fucking private store. You're in a store with rules. You're not in America. You're in Costco.
Yeah.
If and you were at a public park, you wouldn't have to wear your mask. But you're not at a public park. You're in a private business, Costco, that happens to be in America. But that's a wonderful coincidence that you have, that you can even speak and film, unlike in one of the Koreas, I think West Korea. You're not allowed to do that in West Korea, in WK.
Well, technically,
we are WOKE.
Technically, the only people
at WLAKEN radio. Yes, JD, you were saying.
You masher, you. Technically, the only people that are actually allowed to record there are the Costco people. He was breaking the law in that moment because he's on private property.
Fucking mask on, bro.
But he's also.
If you don't have it, just go do this.
That doesn't count. That doesn't work. That's. Like, oh my God, did you see the
I honestly think the Costco employee, if he did this, would have sold him it. If he gave two birds up and said, here's my freedom mask.
No.
By the way, this is a good bit.
Freedom mask?
Yeah, here's my freedom mask.
Oh yeah, man.
You just put your t-shirt up and give two birds. And you're like, here's my mask, bro. It's called America. Here's my forefathers. There's only two of them right now. Bird and bird. Not Magic, not Washington, not Jefferson, and not Lincoln.
Okay.
My bird mask. Here's my American freedom bird mask. I really think if I went into Costco like this, this is some Darth Vader shit, by the way. I think they would fucking let me buy my stuff.
I don't think so, man.
Really? I think this is good. It almost just looks like I'm wearing a turtleneck.
But how are you going to put things in your cart and keep your mask up at the same time?
I'm not going to put things in my cart like I'm poor. I'm going to have somebody there to put the things in my cart for me and then pay for it.
How are you going to pay for it?
Oh, that is the catch. That, yeah, that's the catch.
Even if you use a smart checkout.
What if I do this? What if I do that? And I have a hand free, right?
Now you're not wearing the freedom mask anymore, though. This is a different mask.
I mean, this is a variation of the freedom mask.
Oh, it's interchangeable.
Yeah, it's definitely interchangeable. Everyone, it's the most freeing part of the freedom mask. Is how free it is.
Can you just do a QVC?
We've got freedom masks and Ken Griffey rookies, rookie cards. What do you think, JD? I'm changing up the look for the next part of the show, and then we're going to stop down and call each other at 10. Why don't you tell the cocaine story that your son interrupted?
Why did you call back? We should have just left it.
I like the listener. That's why. Because I like the viewer and the listener that I want to challenge them to be ready to hear the cocaine story that we all want to hear.
Don't you realize that, like, if
I told the first time I told my first Coke in LA story at the fucking,
I know, but do you realize that
Coke bar,
if we leave it hanging, it's better for the internet. Like, maybe, like,
do you know the most? Okay, so when I first moved to town in 98, I kept asking all the crews that I was working on, I was like, what was the most coked up show? Like, you hear about, like, you know, all the coke in Hollywood in the 80s.
I know
used to
this.
Walk around sets with literal silver platters, and there was cocaine on the silver platters, and it was for the cast and crew. So I asked multiple crew members on multiple gigs. My recurring question was, what was the most coked up show of the 80s? Ooh. And their number one answer with a bullet was, JD?
Lost. No, did
Lost
you
not hear a show from the 80s? I said the most coked up Hollywood show of the 80s.
Oh, you know
you
what?
You said that is so next level, JD, that you don't even name a show from the 90s or the 70s. You skip to the next millennium. You're not even in a 30-year radius.
I thought you meant.
Tell me about your lost coke stories.
No, I just checked out. And when you said the most coked up show. And
was Lost in Hawaii?
Yeah, I heard that was the most drug show ever.
There's no way.
I heard it.
Maybe
was
it was the most drug show ever because they were in Hawaii, but I don't think the most coked up show.
Everything.
Hollywood existed in the 80s when cocaine was the thing to do.
Cocaine
there's
made
no
a comeback.
Way that, there's no way that Lost was more coked up than the 80s.
Well, I stopped listening. So tell me about the 80s. I'm sorry.
Do you want to make a guess of the most coked up 80s show? Do you want to make a guess?
Crest.
That's an amazing guess. All right, keep going. That was an amazing guess. Falcon Crest. I hope Falcon Crest was top 10. It was Falcon Cocaine Crest on the quest for more blow. I hope Falcon Crest was
All right, you
top
ready?
10.
The Love Boat.
No.
Oh, are you
Falcon
serious?
Crest, the Love
it was
Boat.
Celebrities
no.
every week. It had to be lots of cocaine on that boat.
I know, but that's a one camera show, right? So they make it over a week. Okay. Whereas a multi-camera show.
Oh, multi-camera.
Yeah.
Multi-camera.
Oh, that's your hint. It's a multi-camera show. Most coked up show of the 80s. But Falcon Crest and Love Boat were amazing. The Love Scoot. Scoot.
Family
Scoots.
Guys.
Oh, great. No, but that's a great guess. Marty McFly. Like,
the facts of life.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have more cocaine. But no, that is not the correct answer. Good, JD. Good. Lost. What an asshole. Lost. You'll never guess it, by the way. You'll never guess it. It was on Thursday nights at 9:30.
Alf.
No, that was an 8 o'clock show.
That was a heroin show, too.
Yeah. Everyone was on. That was a candy flip show. So candy flipping in the 80s was you do heroin and you take acid.
No. You know about
candy flipping is ecstasy and acid. But go on.
Did you read Permanent Midnight?
I'm aware of it. And there was a Ben Stiller movie that I didn't see. And there was a book that I didn't read, but I'm aware of them.
That was the writer of Alf. And he was a fucking maniac on heroin.
So most cooked up 80 show. Keep going. Multicam. You're close.
Knight Rider.
Oh! You're half right.
Oh.
You're half right.
Baywatch? That's not in the 80s. They didn't come out in the 90s.
Knight Rider.
Okay.
Knight or Rider is in the title of the correct answer. 80s, 9:30 Thursday nights, Knight or 80s Thursday nights, 9:30
Ryder. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank.
Or Ryder.
A night.
You got so close, though. I'm proud of you, JD.
What is it?
I'll give you one more hint. That's a dead giveaway. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Roz was a popular character, but not nearly as popular. Not even the magician judge was more popular.
Oh, Night Court. Yeah.
Night Court was the most coked up show.
Well, that was all comedians, right?
According to multiple sources. I guess.
John Larroquette?
John Larroquette.
Larroquette.
Harry Anderson Bull was probably the most popular character.
Yeah.
Marky Post. Everyone I talked to, multiple sources, said Night Court was the most cooked up show of the 80s. And then I said, who's the secretest, gayest superstar? Who's the most secretest, gayest Hollywood actor? And again, number one answer was...
I mean, everybody knows about Rock Hudson and stuff, right? I mean,
more relevant to you and I.
80s gay. Okay, give me a night. Give me a time. Give me a time slot. Can I buy a time slot?
He was on TV, and I don't know the time slot. He was on TV with an iconic theme song. He was the member of a gang, and that's when he popped, and from there he leapt to movies, and he never looked back, and he's been a movie star ever since.
Member of a gang, 80s.
Uh-huh. He was a gang in a very popular movie, and it's probably like maybe his second or third movie. I don't know, but like his... arguably his most popular movie ever. He's the leader of, maybe not leader, but he is definitely alpha, one or two of this very famous gang. They were a gang. They were a gang of guys. They were a gang, I think, T-Birds. Not to be confused with the Sweat Hogs. Come on, JD.
Are you not talking about Travolta?
Yeah, bro. John Travolta, everybody. Number one answer.
Yeah, he totally, I mean.
Well, I said, number one cooked up show of the 80s was Night Court. What was the number one like secret gay actor when I came out here in 98? Not everyone knew in the 90s.
I didn't realize it was a secret though. Oh, I thought everybody knew. That's why I was tripped up.
You froze. The reason you were tripping is because you took that acid, bro.
I did smoke some sour diesel though, and it's fantastic.
Sour diesel.
Yeah, you gotta remember when you do something on a camera, you gotta grab it with your audio first.
Sour D's
nuts. Nuts. Ooh.
Yes, yes, D's nuts. Very good, Jason. I'm proud of you. Oh, that's fun.
Do a voice.
Well, hello. My name is...
Oh, fuck. I got to keep the... How do I keep the camera? I got to... Oh, you know what? That's what I was freaking out on. I couldn't remember how to make the camera stay on one thing.
Yes, Jason.
Remember I was doing that to Jeff and it was freaking him out?
No.
Yeah, I was like... Okay, hold on.
My name is Ziggy Zaginski. Welcome to my show. Well, I've got my quarantined beard. I'm losing a lot of the upstairs, but the downstairs is mighty follicle-killy. And I'll tell you something, I am high. Ooh, high is about 27 Jason hours, which is pretty goddamn high. You know, Jason Hour likes to puff puff, tell his blow stories as his youngest boy, his son, walks in. His namesake, J.D. Hour Jr., walked in the middle of his story. My name is Ziggy Zagowski, and by God, my favorite radio station is WLAKEN. I just love the show Body Touches. Dude, the show is so well lit, thanks to you, bro.
It is so lit. It's so lit, eh? It's like the show's lit, too.
The show's lit?
The show's become lit.
Yeah, dude, the show needs a lit agent. That's how lit it is.
We're going to write a book together? We're going to write a...
Literature.
Isn't it a literature? Liturgist.
Today's liturgist. Do you have a Bible close by? Should we read from the Bible? Oh, we never read Uncle Bunky's obituary, bro.
I know, Pirates. But the answer is Pirates. Yes. Pirates. There's always
a... All right, you read from the Bible while I bring up Uncle Bunky's obitch.
What verses? Random?
First place you open. Just read it.
And then the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of the Judah and the Jerusalem, and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lamb, the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant.
Randall Jacobs, the Phoenix, died at age 65.
In the house
having
of the
lived
Lord.
A life that would have sent a lesser man to his grave decades earlier. His friends called him RJ, but to his family, he was Uncle Bunky, a.k.a. the Bunkster. He told his last joke, which cannot be printed here, on May 4th, 2020. May 4th, 2020.
May the 4th be with
Bunkster.
You.
Bunkster. May the 4th be with you, Obi Bunk Kenobi. The door just moved, by the way. Does that mean Jason's on his way in, James? Hi, wifey.
I've been back here since I saw you. At 4 o'clock, James had some steak. Yeah, if you want to just make him some couple sides, he's probably going to be good.
Uncle Bunky burned the candle and whatever else was handy at both ends. He spoke in a gravelly patois of
wisecracks.
Uncle Bunky burned the candle. And whatever else was handy at both ends. He spoke in a gravelly patois of wisecracks, mangled metaphors, and inspired profanity that reflected the Arizona dive bars, Colorado ski slopes, and various dodgy establishments where he spent his days and nights. He was a living, breathing, hang-loose sign, a swaggering hybrid of Zony Desert Rat, SoCal Hobo, and Tell You Ride Ski Bum. A prolific purveyor of bunkyisms such as save it clown. A prolific purveyor of bunkyisms such as save it clown or Zeebo. If he was in a mood, he would mercilessly tease his Goombats nephews with nicknames such as Mudflap and Style Master. Just days after his beloved cat Kidders passed away, he too succumbed to, quote, the great Grawdu, leaving behind a vapor trail of memories and a piece of sage advice lingering in his loved one's ears. Do what Bunky say, not what Bunky do. For all his chaotic energy and hysterical charm, he had a gentle soul. A night out with Bunky could result in a court summons or a world-class hangover, but his friends and family would drop whatever they were doing to make a trip out to see him. His impish smile and irreverent sense of humor were enough to quell whatever sensibilities he offended. He didn't mean any harm. That was just Bunky being Bunky. When the end drew near, he left us with a final Bunkyism. I'm ready for the dirt nap, but you can't leave the party if you can't find the door. He found the door, but the party will never be the same without him. In lieu of flowers, please pay someone's open bar tab, smoke a bowl, and fearlessly carve out some fresh lines through the trees on the gnarliest side of the mountain. For Bunky. And that's Uncle Bunky getting his wings and flying away to that big wave in the sky. Uncle Bunky, this episode was for you. The fateful episode of a young boy finding out about his father's first Venetian cocaine party. Next time on The Wild Hour.